The beat reporter who covers the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer, Joe Person, on the line with us. Joe, thank you very much for being with us. It's John Murphy and Donald Jones, and thanks for taking a couple of minutes to be with us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You confirmed that it is McDermott getting the second interview, which I think kind of points the Bills in that direction. Tell me what you think of that, Joe, and does McDermott impress you as a guy who's ready to be a head coach?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he, frankly, there's some of us who've covered him for the last 6 years who kind of thought this day would come maybe even a little sooner. He was in the mix for other head coaching positions the last couple of years. Last year, yeah, he met with Tampa Bay and Cleveland before those teams hired Dirk Cutter and Hugh Jackson. And I think the timing hurt McDermott last year, too, with the Panthers being, you know, going all the way out to the Super Bowl. Everyone had made their hires long before the Panthers season wrapped up. So, unfortunately, for Ron Rivera, they did not do nearly as well this year, but that helped, I think, Sean McDermott get in front of a lot of these owners, a lot of these decision makers. And so he, in addition to the Bills, he also interviewed this year with San Diego and San Francisco. The Niners interview was just yesterday, but yeah, definitely head coaching makeup in my time with him, and an impressive guy.
Now, you know, that defense, he really built a good defense out there, especially the year they went to the Super Bowl. Last year they went to the Super Bowl. A lot had to do with how good that defense was playing. But what happened this year with that defense? It was a lot different.
Yeah, that's a great question. And much to anyone on the defensive staff's consternation, the front office let Josh Norman go back in April without any kind of compensation in return when they rescinded that franchise tag. That was a huge loss, not just for the secondary, but, you know, I think it affected the whole defense. Mm-hmm. They started from scratch. They also had a couple other veteran corners they chose to let go or retire. Peanut Tillman, Cortland Finnegan, guys like that. So they start over with two rookie corners drafted in the second and third rounds, James Bradbury and Darryl Worley. And they took their lumps early in the year. It was not a good secondary. It was not a good defense. But you saw them kind of slowly evolve and get better. The two rookies by the end of the year were playing very good football, sound fundamental football. And then the pass rush, even without Luke Kuechly the last 6 weeks, who was dealing with aftermath of concussion, the pass rush ended up second to, I think, Denver overall in sacks. So, it was not up to McDermott standards, but I think a lot of that had to do with personnel.
Joe Person, our guest, he covers the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. We're talking about the reports that Sean McDermott's getting a second interview with the Buffalo Bills today. Hey, Joe, you know, pretty extensive, at least lengthy resume in the NFL for Sean McDermott. Most of it, 12 years anyway, the first 12 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. What did he take, do you think, from working with Andy Reid and from working with Jim Johnson with the Eagles for a dozen years or more?
Yeah, that's a good question. And Sean also, I don't know if you guys know this, he is a Philly guy, grew up there, was a state champion high school wrestler there before going on to William & Mary as a walk-on. But after where incidentally he played with Mike Tomlin, but he comes back to Philly and he basically, you know, shows up at what was then Veterans Stadium, knocking on the door, gets hired by Ray Rhodes' staff in what was Ray Rhodes' final year. And he just slowly built his, kind of worked his way up the ladder. I mean, he really was kind of the, when Andy Reid got there, he was the kind of the office assistant to Andy. Then he got into the coaching roles, and all of this is a way of just saying that this is a kind of a self-made guy. He's not a guy who had a lot of contacts in the league, just worked his way up the ladder. So it was there that he met Ron Rivera on Andy Reid's staff. I think from Jim Johnson, we saw the aggressiveness, but I'll tell you, he does not. When McDermott got here, we all thought he was going to be blitzing all the time the way Jim Johnson's defense did. And McDermott really prefers, he's a 4-3 guy. His his ideal is to generate pass rush out of that base without doing a lot of blitzing, play zone behind it, a lot of cover two in the secondary, and it's been an effective scheme so far.
Now, when you look at that defense and those players, it seems like they really respond to him well. So is that the sense that you get even talking to the players there?
Yeah, I do. I mean, now, I can tell you that Sean is not, you know, he knows kind of when to pat guys on the back, but also, you know, when they need some tough love. I mean, he's not just going to, say anything that he thinks the players want to hear. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen him kind of get into it with some players, but as I said, I've also seen him go around the locker room after wins, after losses, and get with guys individually and you know, kind of have heart-to-heart type of talk. I think in Philly, he had, because of what I said about how some of those veterans, I think, in Philly initially were kind of looking at him like, who, you know, I remember this guy when he was like, picking up free agents at the airport. But that wasn't the case here. I mean, like I say, he arrived here with a good reputation, a guy who'd already been a coordinator of a playoff team in Philly. And I think players do respond well to him.
Hey, Joe, what questions, if you were the Buffalo owners, the Pegulas, what questions do you think would be, you know, at the top of their list for Sean McDermott? What should they ask him about?
Well, because he's a defensive guy, obviously they're going to want to know who he's going to bring with him. I don't have a ton on that. I know Mike McCoy is a name that's been mentioned. Certainly Sean and Mike have some background. I don't think they've ever worked together. In fact, I'm certain they did not. But that would be key. You know, I think one of the something that Sean kind of had to fight early in his career was the perception that, well, you're the defensive coordinator, but Ron Rivera is running the defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. I mean, this is. You know, obviously Ron will poke his head into the defensive meeting room and he has a say-so, but this is a Sean McDermott defense. Make no mistake about it. So I don't know. I think it's interesting that these meetings are taking place down in Boca Raton. I do trust that Sean knows what Western New York winters are like, having grown up in Philly.
Now, this is something we've talked about really all week with these head coaches. Is he the type of guy that will come in and say, I want to run the defense? Or is he the type of guy that says, I just want to be the CEO and I have this guy who's going to run the defense for me?
I feel like that's a great question. I feel like he'll probably, you know, hire a defense coordinator. And I say that just because of the situation here in Charlotte, what he's been accustomed to the last 6 years with Ron Rivera, kind of, you know, those two sharing the same philosophy, but being allowed to call out the scheme and call game day calls and preparation on his own. So my hunch is that would be the way he would do it, and because it's been successful here in Charlotte with Ron Rivera. But that's a great question.
Hey, Joe, I kind of like something you've said, and that I'm beginning, you know, we're trying to form opinions on who this guy is, mm-hmm. as far as his character. And the fact that he, as you said, kind of worked his way up from the ground up at Philadelphia, we know that he was a walk-on at William & Mary. I mean, would you characterize him as like a kind of a gritty, overachieving type of guy? What can you tell us about his character and maybe his temperament?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we hear the term grinder in this business a lot, and Sean McDermott is the ultimate grinder. Everybody works hard in this business, but you know he's certainly a guy that's not, you know, he's got the couch in his office, and he's not afraid to sleep on it some nights in the middle of the season in his preparation. I mentioned his wrestling background. I mean, he had an opportunity coming out of high school in Philly to you know go get a wrestling scholarship somewhere. And not just small, you know, schools. These were big wrestling type programs, and he knew that football was his thing. That was his passion. So he, as you said, he chose to walk on at William & Mary, and he's just turned himself incidentally into an all conference safety there. He really is. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to outwork Sean McDermott. Does it mean he's going to be a successful head coach? Yeah, you don't know. I mean, so many other things at play. There's a lot more to it. You mentioned kind of being the CEO. I mean, that's kind of, you know, tricky stuff. Some guys do that better than others. But if he becomes the Bills head coach or the Chargers or whomever and doesn't do well, it won't be for a lack of preparation and hard work.
And as you mentioned, he has had some other opportunities here with interviews with the Chargers and the 49ers. Any idea why he might choose the Bills? I mean, what about this situation might put the Bills at the top of the list?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounded like right from the get-go that he and the Pegulas hit things off last week. Was kind of getting that sort of feedback from folks around the situation here, and so I don't know. Sometimes it's just how you relate to people, and the other thing is opportunity. I mean, like I said, McDermott, he's 42 now. I mean, it's certainly not by any means old, but you got guys like McVay who look like they're going to get hired maybe at 30.
Yeah.
So I think Sean McDermott, you know, sometimes these windows close on good, solid coordinators. And this may be, you know, that he feels like this is a great opportunity and that the timing's right for him to get one of these. You know, there are only 32 of these jobs, and they're tough to get. They're tough to keep. But I know that this has long been a goal and a dream of Sean McDermott's.
Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us. We thank you for your insight. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk again sometime.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Joe Person covers the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. He is their beat reporter. He joined us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway, eat fresh.